The number of people killed by Aurora police officers in 2024 has risen sharply compared to previous years, with 4 fatalities reported through November. This surge follows a slight decline in fatal police shootings in 2023, which saw just 2 deaths. The increase raises fresh concerns about the use of force by law enforcement in the city. Police killings on the rise in 2024. Aurora police have reported 4 deaths this year as a result of police shootings, compared to just 2 in 2023. The data highlights a disturbing trend after a reduction in fatal incidents from the previous year when 7 people were killed in police shootings. The rise in fatalities in 2024 comes despite continued efforts by the department to address the use of force. However, the trend reflects the growing concerns from community members about the increased risk of police violence in the city. Use of force incidents climb. In 2023, Aurora Police recorded 757 total use of force incidents, a significant jump from 627 in 2022. The increase comes even as the department reported a decrease in the number of lethal use of force incidents, which dropped from 13 in 2022 to just 4 in 2023. Aurora Police categorize their use of force incidents into 3 levels: low-level, intermediate, and lethal. The majority of incidents, over 80%, fall into the low-level category, which includes physical techniques like takedowns, while intermediate and lethal categories account for a smaller portion of total incidents. Concerns over disproportionate impact on Black residents. Despite making up only 16.6% of Aurora's population, Black residents are disproportionately affected by the use of force, comprising 39% of those involved in these incidents. The pattern of racial disparity in police encounters has drawn criticism from community leaders and activists. Recent high-profile cases, such as the deaths of Killen Lewis and Jordell Richardson, have intensified public concerns about the department's treatment of Black residents. Civil rights attorney Siddhartha Rathod has warned that these incidents erode trust in law enforcement, particularly in communities of color, who feel the brunt of police violence.